What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I remember a time when school segregation was considered a bad thing. And Lyndon Johnson, of course, worked to overcome that. He actually sent in the National Guard to protect black students who were starting to walk into white schools. And so that was a good thing. You know, mix everybody together. They're all going to be friends. Now that is being reversed. Okay. The director of diversity and inclusion for a private school in Baltimore is expressing support for racial segregation in order to protect black students from the white gaze. Okay. And he's out there also promoting turning children into woke activists. Now, this is Kalia Selman, the Director of Diversity and Inclusion at Maryvale Preparatory School, gave a presentation where she, it's a woman, argued that non-white students must be given spaces away from white students and described how those who work in education can use students as activists. Okay, so we're not talking education anymore. We're talking indoctrination. That's what's going on here. Now, here's an interesting little development. Okay, up in Portland, there is a luxury brand store, Louis Vuitton. You've probably all heard of them. And they are refusing to pay their 2020 taxes because protesters ransacked the store. And Louis Vuitton is saying, we pay you taxes to protect our property. You fail to do so. If you're not giving us what we need, why should we continue to pay you? I think that's a very good question that could be asked in a variety of different contexts. Okay. Now then, let's see. We have a caller on the line. Pat in Fort Worth, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I got in late when you were talking about the food stamps. I think you were talking about the new ruling they've been talking about lately on how you can get a green card. Is that what you were talking about?
No, I was talking about how the Army is encouraging soldiers who are feeling the pressure of inflation to just go on food stamps.
Okay. Well, what they did do lately, they have, in the Trump era, what he did is he said that the migrants could not get more than, he gave them 36.
Yeah, when Trump was in office, you know, he had a policy that immigrants, and he was talking about the legal immigrants, they would not be allowed to collect welfare, because if you're going to come into this country, you know, you have to be a contributing member of society and not just here to grab the free stuff. And the Department of Homeland Security has now tossed that policy out and said that legal immigrants, you know, can go on Medicare and government housing and, you know, various other things and still collect welfare. And I think it's a bad policy. And it will be abused by the illegal immigrants.
Well, under Trump, it was Ken Cuccinelli. He was the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in 2019. And he said the principle of not letting you collect more than 3 years of different, you know, one or another, whatever you needed. I mean, you know, the children's food is called SNAP, I think, and he acknowledged, you know, that children need to eat well. And but anyway, Ken Cuccinelli said the principal American value is called self-sufficiency. So if you're just a national and you're coming over here just to get all the goodies, that's what you're here for, it's not going to work.
No, it isn't going to work.
And that's where end up the soldiers having to get food stamps, because Biden wanted to give them 4,500 dollars, and Anyway, another thing, too, about, you know, you're talking about busting them out of, well, the fact is that they're planning on getting that Bowser guy, mayor of Washington, D.C., is planning on getting all that back from the federal government. Did you say that?
No, I didn't mention that part of it.
Oh, yeah, he's planning on getting it all back. And they're not really, when they send them on the buses like that, I was thinking of how many more they expected to be coming up there, and everybody's complaining everywhere they're going. But they're able to get off of that bus. And the fact is that when they come across there, they don't ever have to go back to court somehow. But they keep up with the ones who join the military.
Well, they just don't show up. The illegal immigrants that are released into the United States, they're given a court date, but they never show up. They just disappear.
But you know who they keep up with? The ones that join the military. And they can't even get back to where they can show up in court because their families, it's just a mess. They should be worried about all the military that are coming over, assuming they didn't get the jab. Let's hope they're not giving them the jab, but they probably are. But anyway, I just wanted to say that now they're wanting to make Washington, D.C. a state. Go figure all that and all that right there.
They've been talking about that for a very long time. You know, the reason the District of Columbia was created was so that no one of the separate states could sort of imply they were the capital of the country. And that was the rationale behind the District of Columbia.
Right.
And, you know, it's a special district, you know, for the federal government. And I don't think it should be made a state.
But I have an idea.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to think anybody think I'm speaking for God on this, but you know what the Nazis did? They gave everybody a number, and all the numbers had a meaning. If you were from a certain, if you were a worker, some of them, you know, they just kept, you know, the scientists and all that. They just, as long as they never became a Christian, they didn't worry about them. The ones that were from all the other countries, you know, pulled all over those places, they had a special number, and they tattooed it. First, they tattooed it on the outside of your left arm and the shoulder, and some of them they tattooed underneath your arm before your armpit. Why couldn't we do that? You know, just grab them and tattoo them. They said they had a... one person had the alcohol, and the other one was tattooing.
Well, if you're going to tattoo the illegal immigrants, let's just put it right across the forehead. And, you know, the Nazis were tattooing numbers only on the people held in those slave labor camps. Nazi Germany and a lot of governments issue numbers to track their population. I mean, Social Security numbers, what they use here. And, there are meanings encoded into the Social Security number. The first three numbers say what part of the country you were in when you applied for Social Security.
Well, they could always say, don't just take off your sleeve for the jab. We want to look under your arm. But if they're selling fentanyl, they got enough money right away to go get that tattoo removed.
Well, that's not really as smooth as people like to claim. I mean, you know, you can burn out a tattoo with a laser, but it does leave a scar behind. And if you'd see somebody with that scar on their forehead, you'd say, okay, there's something going on here.
Well, just keep a record of them like the Nazis did. Who's what number? Okay, you can go now. I mean, get off the bus, whatever you want to do. But if you get picked up for a crime, guess what? We're going to find you and then you're going to be in deep trouble.
Well, I would like to see that happen, but a lot of these illegal immigrants, I mean, they're career criminals in their home countries. They're probably coming to the United States to evade arrest. And they go back to committing crimes in this country. I mean, all these gang members, MS-13, are coming across the border. And that's one of the reasons for the out-of-control fentanyl use. It's been the open border policy has been a disaster for the country.
Well, I know that, and everybody's tried to blame our governor in Texas for Arizona over there. But the fact is, like just recently, 18 or something drowned in that river because they started warning people how much rain was going on down there, and they were from Venezuela. I mean, you know, like 100 something a day or something, different nationalities coming over. Some
a lot of people were dying on that border. The United Nations has declared the border crossing from Mexico into the United States the most dangerous border in the world. But they still keep on coming because they're lured by the promises of free stuff.
Free stuff, or else they're just so spoiled by communism, like Chavez did to them, that they can't function on their own. Everything free.
Well, you know, Chavez may have been socialist, but he worked to provide for the people of his country and refused to cater to the multinational corporations, and that's why the U.S. worked to get rid of him. Anyway, Pat, thank you for the phone call. We have open lines. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm calling a couple weeks back. I called about a problem that is going on in L.A., which is a sanctuary city within a sanctuary county, within a sanctuary state, within a federal government that doesn't enforce any of the immigration laws.
Yes.
And within my county, which they estimate is about 10 or 11 million people, probably 3 to 4 million illegals are here. Nobody
that
knows for
is
sure.
A big chunk of the population.
Yeah, 3 to 4 million illegals within the L.A. County from Riverside to Ventura. It's enormous. And to go along, many other places in the country have a homeless problem, and we do too. But ours is worse because there's so many illegals here as well. So where you might have homegrown homeless people in New York or, Gary, Indiana or something, here they're mostly foreigners, right? They're mostly illegal aliens. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
My property, I have a nice property. It's worth, everything we have is poured into it. And it's about half an acre, but the back of my property abuts the 405 freeway. And
okay,
that area, Mike, that is the, that goes alongside any freeway or whatever, which this is a state, interstate 405. You know what that is. It's the principal, north-south, freeway in California, in Los Angeles. So at any rate, there's about a 40-yard or something no man's land there that is supposed to be patrolled by Caltrans and the CHP. It's not city property, right?
Yeah.
And homeless and illegals have taken up residence back there. And this is in my neighbors are doctors and judges, and it's a nice area, right? It was a nice area. But we can't go back. And they're literally illegal aliens living right behind the $9,000 wall that I had to put up, and my neighbors put up similar $9,000 walls, four of them did, in order to keep them out. But right over that wall is the living face of the Great Replacement, right?
Yeah.
And of course, it's affecting our property values, and we have tried endlessly to get these guys out of there. It's no trespassing. They're not supposed to be there. They set, like, at one point over a period of, like, 5 days, they set 9 fires, which could have burned our homes down.
Yeah.
We don't know whether we can wake up dead from a home invasion. People will go away for a vacation for a week and come back, and there will be people living in their homes. These are $1.5 million homes. At any rate, a couple weeks back, 2 weeks ago today, I set up, the entire neighborhood had a meet in the back of my property by a bar pool. 80 people from the entire neighborhood came, 80 people. And I tried to, when you go to Caltrans, which is a state agency, they'll say, oh, yeah, but you got to call LAPD or you have to call California Highway Patrol, which enforces the law back there. They do the arrests. Caltrans can't come in without, being escorted by CHP, State Highway Patrol. And so they're always pointing at each other saying, well, it's Caltrans' fault, and then they'll say it's the LAPD's fault or LA Fire Department for the fault. Whatever it is, there's the bureaucratic circle jerk, right?
Yes.
And nobody will take ownership. So I got the president of the city council, who's in my councilwoman, chief of staff here, LAPD, and I invited our state assemblyman's chief of staff, who has been here before but didn't show up as they promised they would. Caltrans and CHP, they didn't show up either. So it was just city council and LAPD, which don't have jurisdiction over there, and in front of the entire neighborhood. And what Caltrans did was they managed to clear the area out on the following Monday. Everybody said, no, it's everybody else's fault. Nothing got resolved. But Caltrans came the following Monday, and I told you there were 9 fires in several days, and they cleared a little of the area out to make it less of a fire hazard. But
yeah,
they refused to kick out the illegals, Mike. So while they were back there, clearing out this area, which just made it a nicer place for them to camp, really, I walked back there because you really can't walk back there, on your own. But CHP was there. They weren't doing anything to the illegals, but they were there. And I walked back behind my home, and the highway patrolman came back and said, you're going to have to leave this area. And I said, well, this wall here, this $9,000 wall, I built this wall. My home's on the other side. And these people are here illegally. You're saying I have to leave. What about these people here? He goes, I know it sounds bad, but you have to leave. And I go, I own this land. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a law-abiding taxpayer, right? I own that land there. This is the wall I put up because you guys won't do your job. And you're going to throw me out from behind my property. And you're not going to throw out the illegals? And he says, there's nothing I can do about it. So I got escorted out, Mike.
Yeah.
That's a microcosm of what's going on here. All the institutions for the city and the county and the state are arrayed against us. My neighbors are apoplectic about that, as am I. And everywhere you go, there are these homeless and illegal in their blue plastic structures that they put up. And by the way, Caltrans, when they cleaned that up, and within 2 hours, they were back camping and setting fires there. But at any rate, that's the state of California and L.A. in particular. And we can't get law enforcement, which won't go into Uvalde, which wouldn't go into the school, for instance, in Florida, if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
Which won't clear these up, but they'll clear me up on my own property. Which has, our military all over the world, and I spent a lot of time in the military, but they won't enforce our own border.
Okay, well, Peter, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to respond to you. Right back to you. 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Me now. Testing 1, 2. There. All right, fine. There we are. Okay, welcome to live radio. What can I tell you? So we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. We're talking about the homeless and illegals all over the place. And it's not just there. We were dealing with the same thing on Oahu. And over the 17 years that we lived there, you know, we saw Oahu go from a really nice place to, you know, just really kind of a terrible situation with the homeless population. And we had our share of illegals as well. So, again, the illegal immigrants are being ignored as part of Democrat policy. The homeless are being ignored because the government really can't do anything about them. The economy is not able to support them. There aren't enough jobs for them. And yes, a lot of the homeless people are homeless because of their drug addiction, and the government won't do anything about the drug addiction. In fact, Biden is setting up vending machines so you can buy your needles, at your convenience and so forth and so on. And so it is ugly, and we have seen American cities, beautiful American cities, just turned into disaster zones, third world slums. And we saw it in San Francisco, we saw it in Los Angeles, we saw it in Honolulu, and it was a very ugly situation. So Peter, take it away.
Well, Mike, this is so bad, and I know it was bad in Hawaii, and it's probably bad in Indiana, but the population of Hawaii is probably not as many as the illegals we have in our county. You've lived here. You know what it's like. It's an enormous problem. They're everywhere. And by the way, our senators and our congressmen who had a chance to vote for all the immigration laws and all the border laws and all that, and they did, but they're not abiding by them, with the sanctuary this, sanctuary that. They've abrogated their... the responsibility for what they look at as a short-term political gain. And I said this to my sister, and I told my sister about this, sent her an article that I sent you on Portland about how people are leaving Portland in droves because of the homeless situation. And I sent her that, and she called back. She texted back to me saying, well, and all I sent was an article, by the way. She said, well, it's a horrible problem, but be tolerant and don't blame the Democrats. Well, I didn't blame anybody. I just sent the article. But then I sent back to her. I said, well, listen, my city councilman is a Democrat. My assemblyman is a state assemblyman. Both my senators, my congressman, the mayor, the Gascon, the Soros attorney, a U.S. district attorney for L.A., the state attorney general, he's a Democrat. The governor's a Democrat. Biden's a Democrat. Who should I blame here exactly? And I didn't bring it up, but she is virtue signaling, oh, be tolerant and all that. Easy for her to say when they're not living over, just over the wall, and we see our cameras catch them in our yard at night. It's easy to say. And here we are, all the institutions and all the laws are being ignored or turned against us. Whites, and throw Asians in there too, by the way, are the last to be admitted to schools, were the last to be promoted, the last to be hired, the first to be laid off, were being purged from the military. We can't get loans. Now it's a preference for loans in every other way. And what is my job, just to pay the taxes here or what?
Yeah, that's how the government sees us. We're just here to harvest money from, to give to their cronies and their friends and spend on these, wars around the world to capture more natural resources.
And Mike, I want to make this, with all these homeless and all these illegals and all that, and the armies overseas and everywhere but on our border, but yet we're spending $500 million a day sending it to the Ukraine, only 30% of which is supposedly gets there.
It's actually about $230 million, but that's still $230 million too much. I don't think our government has a right to send any money to any foreign government as long as we have American citizens sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters.
Yeah, and we're paying for that, but they won't enforce the law, and I get thrown out from behind my house. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
It's intolerable, really, Mike. Anyways, I've spoken way too long here. I know there's people waiting.
Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. I'm going to try and see if I can fix what's wrong with our audio here. And we'll be right back. 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret. SUSANASSecret.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. I was listening, then I got off for a while, came back. I read in the middle of Peter talking, and I'm not sure I understood why they told him to leave. Was it had something to do with his property?
On the other side of his property, behind his property, is the 405 freeway, and the easement from the freeway is populated by homeless and illegal immigrants, and he had to build this wall. A lot of people along there had to build walls to keep these people from coming into their backyards and looting the place. They called the police, and, you know, everybody's saying, well, this is Caltrans' problem to deal with. No, it's LAPD. No, it's California Highway Patrol, and nothing's getting done.
Okay. Now I understand that. Thanks. I just wondered. It's really sad about that. He's in Southern California. We finally moved from Northern California. We were in a nice community, San Francisco. Not close enough, but far enough away. Problem is the county we were in on the other side, Alameda, that totally were the county seat, like Oakland, we're far on the other end of Livermore, and that's a wine-growing area, but it's a totally different, it's like coming from another country, when you're dealing with them out in the West, you know, we got swollen fine in that. We had a good area. We finally, and I planned this for over a year, moving, not just because of getting out of the state of California, because our kids, daughters were leaving, they were retiring, going up the mountains and that, and half our grandkids are old enough to be out on their own now. So we just finally decided Colorado, well, that's where my wife came from here. She's got family all over the place. We got one daughter and our two youngest grandchildren. So that was, I made that decision last year. I said, okay. And of course, lucky for us, we, you know, at the top, you know, sold our property for more than we asked for. That paid for our house here, all our expenses here to come to Colorado. And, you know, we're on the edge of in the Denver area. It's a nice area, 5,500 community, but there's a lot of issues in and around it. There's at least the place we are at. We're in a head that has a gun club and gun club, and also a conservative, they call this conservative club. We changed the name to kind of just make it a little more potable, but that's, we've had candidates come in, you know, conservative on the right and all that, and vying for, you know, what they wanted to do, and I enjoyed hearing that, and going to help some of these people to get elected. They have made some moves, just like the local school board. They got some of the liberals ousted, you know, working at it. So that's the nice stuff. There's more
stuff
to hear
across the country.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than where it was back there. But I see what Purdy. I've heard him talk about that for years. I remember what LA is like, you know, when I was a kid, 60, 70 years ago. You know how nice. Well, now what's it changed? San Francisco, known that for years, and you know, I wouldn't go back in there unless I was had to go through to go to the airport or something. But so it's just what's going on. And Hawaii, it's funny, you came from there. My sisters lived there for almost 40 years. And they seem that's where they want to be till the end. I never got in a discussion. I haven't talked to her in 6 years. I haven't had a discussion about, well, what's all the liberal problems here. I just heard people, you know, like you and Claire coming over because of the problem.
Well, it depends on which island you're on. I mean, we were on the island of Oahu, which is very urbanized. Kauai is still beautiful. In fact, I have a very good friend who's retired, and they're getting ready to move to Kauai, and they want to spend the rest of their lives there. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg certainly loves Kauai. He's bought up a big chunk of it now. And Maui is very nice. Lanai is very laid back. It's not urbanized. But, you know, Honolulu is a city, and it's got all the problems of a city under liberal control. And I remember they started building this elevated light rail train and kept saying it'll be done next year, it'll be done next year. And we've been here in Santa Claus for 3 years now, and I checked, and they still haven't got that train running.
Yeah, no, I haven't never brought it up to her, but I've heard about that through other people. But like I said, that's where they want to live. They're going to live it out there. I don't know if they're going to go to the other islands. They live out near Hanama Bay, Hawaii Kai. So supposedly they're okay. That's up to them. Let them do what they want. But one more thing I want to bring up, and this will get off. The ads they talk about for RBN and all that, they always bring up that they decide to go the way of public broadcasting. Like, you know, I see it out here. I think a lot of that is mostly like San Francisco. That's a local thing. And I can't remember if I brought this to John Stedman a long time ago. They talk about, well, you know, there's another way it works, if it would. I don't know if it works here because we're a conservative off-light. There's a Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And that's taxpayer-funded. That's where all these PBS people get a lot of their money. And,
yeah,
you know,
but they're all hardcore liberal, you know, NPR.
Right. John Stadmiller, I know John. Mike, I think because we're not a 501c3 or any of those, you know, you can't write it off on your taxes. That's the thing. He wouldn't touch it. I don't blame him for that. But here, talk to people here. You talk about it, you're exactly right. You know, us taxpayers pay for this. Why don't they pay for some of the stuff here, like RBN, all those alternate. But anyway, that's my take on that, Mike. But have a good one. Have a good week. You and Claire, have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Same to you here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to our science news, down in Columbia, Bill Gates has built a mosquito factory, and they are currently breeding 30 million mosquitoes per week. Now, the whole idea is these mosquitoes are infected with a bacteria which will render them sterile. And the idea is they're going to release these mosquitoes and hopefully will help control the mosquito population in South America. Unfortunately, looking at how badly they botched those mRNA shots, I'm a little nervous about what Bill Gates is up to. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, okay. Mike, how you doing? Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, just on that last thing that you were talking about, Bill Gates and the mosquito farm down there, I read a scientific paper that is published, you know, and it's a real science paper, where they were talking about using mosquitoes to inject people with drugs. So
yes.
That might be something to think about. You know, if you want to cull some of the more population, I guess we could inject them with more of the whatever is in these clot shots through the mosquitoes, right?
Well, I don't know. One way that you could cull the population and get, you know, rid of an undesired element is to come up with a drug that is so powerful and pleasurable that people are willing to drug themselves to death to enjoy the rush from it, which is what this fentanyl, the new one, pyro, seems to be.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I wanted to touch a little bit. You know, I'm sorry to hear about that gentleman out in California, but I got to tell you, if I was him, I would sell. I wouldn't waste time there. I really would. Even at a loss, he could still make some money and get the hell out of there, because
I would agree with that. I miss Hawaii. I miss the ocean. I miss the hula girls, certainly. But overall, you know, Claire and I are glad that we're here in southwest Indiana, because we're away from the big city. Indianapolis is at the other end of the state. There's a city west of us called Evansville. They're starting to get in trouble with homeless and drugs, and there's a big meth problem around here, supposedly. But otherwise, we seem to be kind of away from a lot of the craziness that's hitting the rest of the nation.
Big meth problem. I used to live in Evansville. I know it real well.
Matter of fact,
I was one of the first people to ever go to Santa Claus Land when they first opened the park there. They only had one little train-like thing that went around in one circle.
Oh, my goodness. That's going back a long time. I mean, it's a big
affair. My grandmother baked me a cake. It was on my second birthday. Yeah. And I've got a picture of it somewhere in here in the house of me standing there with those hard shoes, you know, and the shorts. And that cake that she baked, and the owner there standing behind us waving at the camera. So, yeah.
You know, I would love a copy of that picture, because Claire and I know the lady who owns Holiday World, and I'm sure she would appreciate the history.
Okay, well, maybe I can get that over to you. I'll look around, see if I can find that picture in here.
Yeah, and just
I hope
scan
I still
it.
Have it.
I've got a lot of them I threw away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wind up in the Santa Claus Museum.
Yes, we will. Okay, listen, I wanted to make a brief point on what's happening in Ukraine, and a quick point on what's going on over in the with this Biden speech. The Ukraine, there's a second Ukrainian offensive going on, and the Russians
yes.
are kind of like pulling back and watching what's happening, watching where they're going. One of the areas they've been going into is a place called Bakhmut, I think it is, Bakhmut, and they've retaken area. And what they're doing is they're sending out stuff on Twitter and Telegram and stuff, asking the residents there to contact them and let them know who and what citizens and people were... helping the Russians. and they're calling it filtration. So it looks like they're going to be, you know, filtering these people out, and God only knows what's going to happen to them. You know, and most of these people that were in that area, Bakhmut, were just elderly men who belonged really to the Donbass forces.
Well, you know, that's a really bad policy, and, you know, it's going to be abused because, you know, just like during the witch hunts, you know, people are going to denounce their personal enemies, their love rivals, their business rivals, and say, oh, yeah, that person's helping the Russians, and go kill him so I can take over his business.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing. They're calling it filtration, Ukrainians are. They're filtering out supposedly the enemies, but, you know, most of these enemies over there were just older men who were just basically guards over the city. There was no real military presence in those areas.
Yes.
I wanted to also go on and tell a little bit about this Biden thing. I don't know if I mentioned it the other day, but this, if you look at those colors and if you look at the Antifa flag, go online, they're identical. It's the same red and same black. Now, I've seen some pictures that have a yellow flag, but the vast majority of these Antifa flags are all the same red and black with an image of sometimes a man standing in the background, which looks very similar to the people that were the Marines that were standing on the stage there in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happened, they gave that speech on the second anniversary of the, I think they called it the Summer of Love, in Portland, Oregon, where a man was killed by Antifa.
Yes.
Antifa, yes. So what we have here is, to me, I think what we got is, it's not a signal to us, it's a signal to Antifa and telling them to get ready, you know, I think, for action. And I think there probably is a call for them.
It come across as a call to war, yes.
Yeah, I really, truly believe that. Well, that's all I had to say today, Mike. I'll look for that picture, and if I find it, I'll contact you through your website there.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and thank you for the phone call. Have a good weekend. We're going to go to Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Hope you're in good health, being 70 years old and all. Congratulations.
Well, I'm holding together here, you know. I can't pretend I'm in my 20s anymore.
Well, it doesn't get any better. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, no,
Well, you know, they say this is supposed to be the golden years. It's actually rust.
I agree with you. Listen,
okay.
There's an election, national election coming up on Sunday.
Good.
And right now is the latest opinion polls, of course, just like they did with Hillary. They said she was winning. It's same with the Social Democrats. They're leading now. But in second place is the Swedish Democrats. And I think that the Social Democrats are going to lose. I mean, lose the majority. I hope so. I think it's our last chance. Another 4 more years of bombing, shootings, and rapes, and robberies, and it's just chaos in this country now. And I don't think Swedes can take it. And a lot of, mostly people, just like Tom said, I suppose you agree that women vote for Social Democrats. Their husbands, if they're like a working class or like a construction worker or whatever, they'll vote for Swedish Democrats, Australian Democrats, right? And but they don't tell their wives because you know it would be bad in the family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Swedish Democrats could be the majority in Parliament. But a lot of people have already come out and said, a lot of parties said, no, we're not going to work with them, you know. And so it's going to be chaos. Just like after every election, it's going to be chaotic the first few months before they build a majority. Now,
okay.
I'm hoping the Green Party drops out. They're just on the verge of losing that 4%. You have to have 4% before you be elected in Parliament in Sweden. So I think they could. I hope they drop out. There's another one they call the Liberals, and I hope they also drop out. We have a party called the Center Party, and that's one party I just can't stand. The woman there, she reminds me of Hillary Clinton, you know. And
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, I know. They used to be the old Farmers Party in Sweden, but now they're called the Center Party, you know. So I think that I'm hoping they'll get under 4%, but I don't think so. But we'll see what's happening.
Sebastian, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program on this Powhana Friday. And a few little news items to send us into the weekend. Down in Louisiana, there is a state board official. The executive secretary of the State Board of Private Security Examiners has been arrested during an alleged drug deal involving methamphetamine and fentanyl at a fast food restaurant in southeastern Louisiana this week. And this is a Bridget Hull, 37, was arrested and charged to distribute these Schedule II drugs. And is this really the best that we can get for, you know, our political leadership here? Meanwhile, down in Houston, they are on the lookout for a bank robber. They're calling him the Big Shades Bandit because of his penchant for really, really huge goggle-type glasses. And apparently he's robbed several banks, and they're looking for him. Again, another black individual there. All right, let's talk about Steve Bannon. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg Jr. and New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted Steve Bannon and We Build the Wall Incorporated. This was a Florida-based not-for-profit corporation that was raising money to basically build a border wall. And Bannon has pled not guilty. He's being charged with money laundering and conspiracy regarding raising money to build the border wall. So politics continues to get dirtier and dirtier. Now, the movie, let's see. Oh, okay. And send a thank you there. Let's see. My Son Hunter is out there. It's streaming. If you've already pre-bought it, they've sent you a code and you can watch it. So many people tuned into it, it actually crashed the streaming server. So, you know, take a little break and go back and try again here. The screenwriter, Brian Godwa, was interviewed by the Daily Mail and said the script basically was drawn as much as possible from actual public records, actual documents, transcripts, or emails, you know, provided the dialogue that is seen in the movie. So it's not really made up. It's basically a dramatization of what was really being said. Okay. Meanwhile, over at the White House, Biden is getting ready to bring in a new chief of staff, which is a very, very powerful position. The current staff, Chief of Staff Ron Klain, is likely going to leave right after the November midterm elections. And Biden is looking at former healthcare industry lobbyist Steve Ricchetti and also considering White House policy guru Bruce Reed. And, you know, these are people who were involved in the Russiagate situation here. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice is urging the court to partially halt the order for a Trump special master. They apparently have got something they want to cover up there. Okay, there's the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. John Twitchell is hosting the Intel Report tonight. Please spread the word, publicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thank you for donating and keeping us alive during these very, very dark times. Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.